You are currently listening to Opening Up with Rachel Smith, an encouraging, light-hearted and uplifting podcast to inspire you on this journey called life. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Opening Up with Rachel Smith. This week, I just want to have a bit of fun. I was looking back at my previous topics that I've done the last few weeks, and I was like, even though they're really good topics and they're stuff that I really enjoy talking about, I thought they were quite heavy. So I saw something on Instagram the other day where this girl was posting random thoughts and questions that were a little bit silly, and I thought it would be quite fun. And some of them like were really funny and they had me laughing quite a lot, and some of them were quite deep. So I thought I would just make a bit more of a light-hearted episode and just go through some of the questions that she answered and try and answer them from my perspective. Yeah, so just a little bit lighthearted. I just want to kind of lighten the mood around here a little bit. I know it has been tough the last few weeks. So yeah, let's just do it. So one of the first ones was, what language do people speak in their heads if they were born deaf? And I've never thought about that before, because you're taught your language, you talk your words and, you know, how you speak. So if you're born deaf, then how do you know what language to speak? I don't know. I don't understand why this one really blew my mind a little bit. And unfortunately, I don't know any deaf people. So if anyone knows any deaf people and like have an answer to that one, then please just let me know, because I've really been thinking about it a lot. It's so stupid. But really, like, how do you know... how to think if you're not, obviously you know how to think, but how do you know what language to think in if you were born deaf so you don't know what language other people are speaking? And how do you know how to pronounce words if you've never heard the word being said to you? You can tell by, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can tell by my face and my like thoughts roaming around in my head that this one really blew my mind. So yeah, if anyone knows anyone who is deaf and can answer that question, please get in contact, because it really has been something that has triggered me the last few days. Okay, another fun one before we get into the more serious ones. Why do we turn the volume down on the music in the car when we're trying to find an address? And this is something I do all the time. If you know me well, you know that generally speaking, like, I don't really have music on in the car. I like to be in silence, which sounds so boring, but for me, driving is really peaceful and I find it really relaxing, and it's the time that I can just be with my own thoughts. And when I do have music, I sometimes find it very distracting. But to find an address, especially if you have like a sat nav on, the sat nav's telling you where to go, so why do we feel the need to turn the music down? Like, I don't know. I don't know why I do it. I do it, though. I know that I do it. And I know that a few of my friends do it as well, because when I was looking at these on Instagram, I was sending them to my friends, and I was like, do you do this too, or is this just me? But yeah, why do we do that? Maybe it's a distraction thing. Maybe it's just a let's turn the music down and kind of get rid of the distraction, because when I listen to music, I think I've said this on a previous podcast episode and video, music to me is like having a conversation with somebody. So I really get into it and I listen to the words and I sing and all that kind of stuff. So for me, music is a distraction. So I think, personally speaking, the reason why I turn my music down is to stop it being a distraction. But it really doesn't make sense when you put the two together, because it doesn't have any correlation whatsoever. Okay, the next one is a little bit deeper, and I actually hung on this question for quite some time, because let me tell you what it is first. Is your time truly wasted if you enjoy wasting it? And if you know me, you know that I spend a lot of time on my own. I like to be in my own company. I like to kind of go on walks and just spend time in my own head. I just said that I don't listen to music in the car because I like to be in my own head. So people can see that as wasted time. But for me, because I enjoy it, I don't see it as wasted time. So I guess in the relevance of this question, I don't think time is wasted if you do enjoy it. And I think there's something so refreshing when you enjoy your wasted time, so to speak. In a previous episode, I spoke about it being okay to rest. And I think that comes down to kind of wasted time and also your perception on wasted time. I think a lot of people think having downtime is wasted time. And I mean, obviously there's limits. And if you're trying to get somewhere and you're spending too much time not doing anything, not trying to get to that next step, then yes, that could be classed as wasted. But I think if you have a healthy balance, I don't think there's such thing as a waste of time, especially if you're enjoying it. There's so much pressure on us within society to always be busy and on the go. And a lot of people don't really put too much emphasis on wasted time, if you like. I mean, what even is wasted time? If you're talking about sat scrolling on social media, then yes, that probably is wasted time. But at the same time, that can be educational. Same with TV. Like, people can sit and watch hours of TV a day, but that might be their way of switching off, or that might be an educational TV show, or maybe going on walks. Like, obviously that's a health benefit, but people might see that as wasted time because you're not really doing anything, so to speak. So I guess this one all comes down to interpretation of the question. Is your time truly wasted if you enjoy wasting it? And I don't think it is wasted time if you enjoy wasting it, because I think there's a purpose to everything that we do. And if you enjoy the time that you have here on this earth, then to me, that's a win. Like, you have to be happy and content with your life. And if you're not, then that's when you maybe need to address if your wasted time is literally being wasted, if that makes sense. So no, I think if you enjoy wasting your time, it's not wasted time. I hope I've explained that well. It sounded better in my head, but I'm not too sure that came out very well. So yeah, I hope you understand me on that one. Okay, this next one makes me laugh, because in my very first YouTube video, I said that I know a lot of pointless facts. And I think I described that as a talent, if that even is a talent. But the next question, or one of the things that this girl put on Instagram, was, what's the most ridiculous fact that you know? And I know a lot. But one of them, I don't know why this one came to my head, but it did, is that the guy who owned or founded Pringles, I think Pringles are worldwide. I'm pretty sure they are. If not, they're like around, how do you describe a Pringle? They're in like a long tube, and they're like a curved crisp chip wherever you are from around the world. So the guy who founded them is actually now cremated and buried in a Pringles tube. Don't ask me how I know that or why I know that. But I do know that. So that is probably one of the most ridiculous facts that I know, because other than this podcast episode, where on earth am I going to ever use that fact? Like, I told you, I'm full of facts. If you ever need to know a random fact, like, please hit me up on Instagram or whatever. Come talk to me in person, because I will tell you quite a few of them. It's just so ridiculous. This is more of a deeper one. So if you'll be expecting the unexpected, doesn't that make the unexpected expected? Okay, I'll read that one more time, because I had to hear it and read it a few times to actually kind of get it. If you'll be expecting the unexpected, doesn't that make the unexpected expected? So basically, if, you know, people sit there and say they're dreaming and they're living for the unexpected, but that means you're expecting it, right? Yeah, that's true. I think that's true. I think so often we sit here saying, I'm waiting for the unexpected, but we call it the unexpected because we don't necessarily know what's coming, or we don't kind of know which doors and avenues that we're going to be kind of taken down. So even though it's unexpected because we don't have the specific names of the things that we are doing, in some way we are still expecting it. Does that make sense? I don't even know if this episode makes any sense whatsoever. This is just kind of a ramble of my thoughts as I was reading these questions, and I hope that kind of you're thinking as I'm kind of saying these questions as well. But I think that's so true. Like, we go through life so focused on kind of expecting certain things, but at the same time, we try and act like the unexpected isn't expected, even though somewhere in your head or somewhere in your heart and your soul or whatever it is that you kind of believe and think, the universe, God, whatever, you are kind of expecting it in some way. So yes, the unexpected is expected. Rachel, come on now. What even is this episode? Oh my goodness. This one made me laugh because I don't know if this is a saying all around the world, but in England we say when we're about to swear, or not everybody, but like some people say, pardon my French, as a way of like covering up their swear word or just kind of excusing it. And one of the things this girl shared was, when French people swear, do they say pardon my English? It's so stupid. But do they? I don't know. Is there any French people listen to this? Because if you are, do you ever say pardon my English? Or do you say like pardon my Spanish or something like that? I don't really know where that phrase even come from, to be honest. I don't personally say it because I really don't swear. Like very rarely do I swear. But I do say it if I am about to swear, because it's so few and far between. I'm like, pardon my French, or excuse my French at the end. So yeah, if any French people out there listen to this, please, like, again, get in touch and just tell me if you think about this, because I don't know. This is probably one of the, I just want to apologize because this is the weirdest episode I've ever done. It really is. It's just a ramble of my thoughts. And I don't know, I have said this in a previous episode, like, I just love learning things about life and learning things about people and their cultures. So questions like this really get me thinking, and I just want to know the answers. So this episode is a way of me just kind of putting it out there in the hope that people kind of reach out to me and give me some answers. Because honestly, when I was reading, there were so many questions that this girl put up, and it really, like, I was there for a good hour, if not more, like going through her Instagram stories, just like thinking about answers. And then I wrote some notes down. I was like, I'm going to make a podcast episode on this because I need some answers. So please, if you have any answers or any advice to the questions that I've asked, please get in touch with me, because genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, I am a curious little soul and I need the answers. This one's kind of similar to if you expect the unexpected, are you expecting it? However it was worded. If you have described something as indescribable, haven't you already described it? And I don't think you have, because if you haven't actually described something, then, or if you're saying something is indescribable, then that's not a description. That's just a, I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to put words to that thing. And that doesn't necessarily mean you've described it. It just means that maybe you're kind of blanking in that moment, or you just don't have the right words to say it. So I don't think that if you've described something as undescribable, then you have described it. Does anyone else think that? Okay, and the last one, because I feel like I've literally just embarrassed myself this whole video. It's, what's the colour of the mirror? Like, what actually is the colour of the mirror? What even is a mirror? Like, how do you have a surface that reflects itself? Or not reflects itself, reflects you in it. Like, what? How does that work? Like, you can look at some into a mirror and see your reflection. How is that possible? How does that work? I don't know. The mirrors really fascinate me, because this really is making me sound so silly. Mirrors really fascinate me because I don't understand how they work. Like, how can a surface reflect you and your movements at the same time? It's not just like, well, I guess it's the same concept in a window. That was going to be my description, but that's out the window. No pun intended. But yeah, a mirror, it doesn't have a colour, because a mirror is whatever colour is reflecting into it, no? So oh my gosh, come on, Rachel. I don't understand mirrors. I really don't. And maybe this is going to make me sound so stupid, but mirrors to me just baffle me, because I don't understand how something can reflect you so distinctly, like so perfectly, and but also at the same time distort you. Like, that's another thing. Like, mirrors are, even though they reflect you, they can also distort you because they can make you seem taller or shorter or fatter or thinner, or depending on the lighting, like depending on the mirror, it depends on how you view yourself as well. And that can be both a good or a bad thing. And this, I have a favorite mirror. I don't know if everyone has a favorite mirror, but I have two mirrors kind of in my house, and one of them makes me look thinner, so obviously I like that one better. But which one is right? Like, that's the question. Oh, okay, now I've really started something. That's the question. Which mirror is right? How do, if we perceive ourselves based on what we look like in a mirror, if all the mirrors are different, which one is actually us? Like, oh, okay. Now I've really started something in my head, because the same with pictures, like different cameras distort you. Like, I have two phones. One is my phone that I use every day, and one is my phone that I make notes on. And I can take pictures with the same picture with the two different phones, and they're completely different. And obviously you choose the one which makes you look better, because duh, why not? But how do we know what our true, what we truly look like, if everything that we use to kind of gauge that is distorting us in some way? I've never really thought too much. Well, I kind of have thought about it, but not really thought about it too much. But now I'm definitely going to go away and think about that, because is there anything out there that can tell us, like, exactly how we look, like our true reflection of ourselves? Because you can look at, like, yourself in the mirror and look at yourself in a picture, and it's similar, but it's different. And you can show your friends those pictures, and obviously they're going to compliment you. They're not going to tell you it's a bad picture. But how do we know out of everything that we kind of look at ourselves through, the lenses that we see ourselves through, like, how do we know what we actually look like? Do we even look like our reflections? Oh, okay, I'm getting way too deep. I'm thinking way too much into this, but I don't personally think mirrors have a color. Other than what they're reflecting. So if it's reflecting off something like beige, like this wall, then it's beige. If you're standing there in a bright orange jumper, then it's going to be a bright orange color. I don't know. I think it's like a material on the front or something, but I really don't understand how mirrors work. It just blows my mind. I already know half of this video is going to get cut out, because I've sat here for about an hour recording this, just going off with my own thoughts and just making myself look like a complete idiot. So if anyone has, I don't know what's going to be left in, but if anyone has any answers to the questions that I've left in, please reach out to me and let me know, because your girl is struggling right now. Her poor little head, my poor little brain is on a different planet, because especially mirrors, like, I know I'm going to keep the mirrors part in, because I've had this conversation with a few different people and they're going to really relate to it. But if you have any answers, please help me out, because I'm curious. I just need to know the answers about these things. And yeah, I just hope that this little bit of a fun pick-me-up video is just going to help some people out there, because I know just from talking to people around me that everybody's kind of going through it at the moment. So I just wanted to bring a little bit of laughter and cheer to your life, and also just to let you know that, yes, I sit here and give advice and try and be a bit serious, but I'm also fun, and I also just have these weird and wacky thoughts that go through my head. Oh my gosh, how did I not forget this? I haven't recorded this, but I've just remembered it, because I had a conversation with a friend a few weeks ago. Who invented, like, sleep? Not invented sleep, obviously your body needs rest, but, like, why at the end of a day do we go into a dark room, climb into a bed, and turn the lights off and know that that's our time to sleep? Okay, I really am going to go now, but if anyone has an answer to that question, like, please let me know, because I could sit here all day and ask these questions, because, like I said, I'm just curious. I just want to find answers to these things. But yeah, I hope you all have a good week, and I hope that you are all feeling a little more uplifted if you have made it to the end of this weird and wacky video. But I hope to see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Opening Up with Rachel Smith. I hope to see you back for future episodes, so we can all continue growing and figuring this thing called life out.